Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie, that government overreach is real. What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beautiful.
beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what you do, why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello. I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee would insert it in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Thank you.
Hello, and thank you for checking out the Proof Negative show tonight. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land have something you want to share out, just give us a call. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Amanda in here. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Oh, welcome back. It's been a while. So what's the latest and greatest with you there?
Well, just my usual travels down the nearest rabbit hole. So I'm on a new journey with a new obsession over water.
Okay, like Kangen water, or what are you looking at?
Well, I bought a water hydrolyzer. It makes your water expanded hydrogen. And I've had it for about 6 weeks, seeing some great results. And so I started doing a little more research into the powers of water. Of course, we know about hydration and we know about water as a solvent, but I didn't realize just how imprintable water is. And so I found this woman, her name's Veda Anderson. I don't think that's her last name, Adams maybe. And
okay.
She's from New Zealand, and she tells this really interesting story about her healing process after some strange health issues, and she started doing a water therapy, and she ended up having glass that was left in her body from a car accident about 20 years before start to make its way out of her body. And so little pieces of glass just start coming to the surface and made their way out. And then she starts doing these different experiments with water, and she freezes the water in a petri dish, specific types, like she can do it with tap water as well, but using mostly like spring water. And it will put a pattern, the water, like it's sinking. It's very interesting. Will actually put a mirror image of either what she's thinking about or what she's focused on, or even like she just puts a picture near it, a picture of like mountains. And
okay.
So water will freeze in that pattern. And so I've just been fascinated. I've been binge watching all of her videos. She's been around for a couple of years, but so yeah, that's what where I'm at right now. I'm just like, oh, what else can we do with water?
See, I've heard of various components with water, but that's a new one on me.
Yeah. You probably heard of Emoto.
Yes.
He did, yeah. So it was like you said, nice words, and the water would freeze in these beautiful snowflake type of crystals. You say bad words, and it makes really strange, misshapen patterns.
But I
like...
was curious if you said bad words, but you said it in a very nice manner,
and you can
yell the good words, then
yeah.
would that be the opposite effect?
According to Veda, it doesn't matter the words; it matters the intention. So I would agree. Like say you wanted to say, "I love you," but you said it with an angry tone or an angry feeling, then I don't know. I think that the water would take your intention and your emotion rather than the word itself.
Okay.
So she would do things like, so she's just putting a tiny bit of the water in a petri dish, and she only freezes it to a certain time frame. And I don't know all the steps yet, because she gives you the steps, but you have to like, you know, buy her website stuff. And so the idea is that you can ask the water to show you something that you just can't conceptualize. So what she asked the water, and she's done this over 50 times now at this point, to show her free energy. And every time it comes up, doesn't matter the water, it doesn't matter who says it, if she either puts the words or puts the intention free energy, it comes up with a hexagonal pattern and a pyramid. So it's just like, we don't know what free energy, I mean, as humans, we're not really sure what that looks like. We'll often think, oh, yeah, there's probably some kind of infrared light or something that we can tap into. And it's just those types of things where, you know, how do you have that intention when you actually don't even exactly know? So she's a very interesting person. If you have the chance, look up Rumble, the documentary Terrain, just like the Terrain Theory. And that's where I learned of her, was she was interviewed in Terrain. And the man who is behind the Terrain documentary, his name is Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and he puts out a lot of great information for the Terrain Theory, and she is part of that, and she just talks about how the water has been here forever, so it is essentially immortal. It changes shape, it changes forms, like my water device. It actually creates a gas out of water, and so it's very interesting the way that she explains water as a thinking entity, for lack of a better term. It's like smart. There you go.
Smart, but not like the woke version of smart.
Right. Well, you know, maybe in a different way, almost like, so, I mean, we have, our bodies are a large percentage of water. Depends on who you talk to. Some people say we're 70, and some experts will say more or less. So let's just say we're 70% water. And our bodies, I should say. And that means that everything we do, we are utilizing water within our system. So breathing requires a lot of water, and just, you know, digesting food requires water in the body. And blood plasma contains a percentage of water. And her point with this is that we and water are one. So it's almost as though that is the connecting factor. So rather than say, like, people they'll go into meditation and they'll see the past or the future. They'll somehow, like, astral travel, and they'll be able to meditate themselves into a different state of consciousness. She proposes that has a lot to do with the fact that we contain this water that has been here since the beginning of whatever that is, and that it will continue. Once we die, our bodies will decompose and the water goes back into the system. If we're cremated, the water goes back into the system. And so that is the connecting factor to all of us. So to me, that would be like, yes, not like a wolf where it's able to discern food from friends, or be able to get together with its pack and know who's the alpha and the beta, but more of like mycelium, like mushroom factor, where everything's connected to it and it's like your power source. If that made sense, these are the things that keep me up at night and why I only sleep like 4 hours a night. My obsessions.
That's funny because I don't have anything that keeps me up at night.
Oh, man, that is lucky. You're able to just cut it out of your mind, right? Just shut it off and go to sleep, right?
Yeah, I normally don't have issues with sleeping.
Huh. That's awesome. That's when my brain turns on and I think about all the mysteries of life. You want to go to sleep,
especially
but instead
since I have a day job now, so me staying up past 10 is extremely rare.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because don't you get up around 5?
Yes.
Could you tell me 5? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I generally sleep from 10 to 5.
Wow. That's pretty great. I wish I could say that. I don't have that ability. Well, I've never been able, for as long as I can remember, I've never really been a good sleeper, even as a child. As far back as I can remember, I was the one who was awake in the middle of the night, drove my parents crazy, and just all throughout my youth, high school was horrible for me, and I'll go through phases where I'll sleep like maybe, last night I probably slept for a straight 6 hours, and that's really good. That's actually a really good stretch for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't know
even
what to do if I didn't have at least 7 hours.
Yeah, and even if I have to get up early, it really doesn't matter if I go to bed or get up at specific times, I average about 4 to 6 hours. And I don't nap either. I try napping. Like if I have time in the day and it's like, wow, I could just probably lay here and take a solid nap. I'll do a cat nap, but that's about it.
Sometimes
and it's really irritating. Yeah?
When I had to drive to the building for my day job, I used to sleep in my car for like 40 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
And you would be able to just go out there and relax enough to fall asleep, take a little siesta, and then start again,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it doesn't matter whether it's 38 degrees outside or 112, I still did it.
Wow. Holy cow, that's impressive. I wouldn't be able to fall. Yeah, I don't fall asleep easily. And once I'm asleep, I can pretty well stay asleep. I am a light sleeper, but, you know, it's not a matter of I sleep really solid and wake up for no reason. Not typically. It's just falling asleep and staying asleep for a good chunk. I don't remember the last time I slept for like 8 hours. I can't think of, not in recent memory. Maybe if I was sick or something.
Let's see, there was one day last week, I think I slept for 11 hours. That's rare, too. I don't sleep that long.
Wow. Yeah, that's very impressive.
So yeah,
are you
usually
not feeling well?
Fridays I tend to go to bed early. Just the idea of working my day job and then doing radio for three hours. I tend to be very tired when it comes to Friday.
Right. Yeah. I understand that.
Generally how it is.
Right. Did you and your wife do anything fun for the anniversary?
I wouldn't say all
Where?
That exciting.
Oh. All right. I mean, yeah, there gets a point when you've been married long enough where it just like birthdays, kind of same old, same old.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. Well, at the end of this month, my husband and I will be celebrating 34 years.
That sounds like quite a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it to 34 years. I would like to.
Yeah.
But I'd be 72 at the time. I don't know. I would like to think that we'll be here for 22 more years. 34 years. So that means I'd be 74. Sorry.
Well, it's a possibility, wouldn't you say?
You think we could fight off the New World Order for that long?
I'd like to pretend and imagine, visualize. We'll
so
be around.
I.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I see just a lot of apathy, and I don't know at what point we could turn this around, and I don't know if we are at that point of no return.
Right. Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
Because when they put in the digital currency, I just think that at that point, there's no more fighting. I just think the digital currency will take over whatever fighting that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That scares me.
Yeah. Well, I know that what I see, and I know you and I've talked about this, they're pushing us toward AI, artificial intelligence, and everything will revolve. They want everything to revolve around that, whether it's getting our physical bodies or our mental thought processes hooked to the cloud, uploaded to the matrix system. Like they have been putting us in that situation for many years and getting us to the point where we just accept it as progress. Just we're progressing. So therefore the next step is
regressing.
Artificial.
I call it regressing.
Yes, and I would agree. That is regressing because that's ridiculous. You shouldn't have to become technology. To me, some kind of progress would be more like you're more in the spiritual side of things rather than relying on tech. But it's just, yeah, it's pushing us in that direction. I know my husband came home from work today, and I don't know if he had been listening to the radio. He does listen to the radio at work or talking to somebody at work, but he was expressing concerns of how they're pushing us into a huge recession. And I'm like, well, yeah, because, I mean, we saw that coming pretty much before 2020, but definitely government handing out checks and all that ridiculousness, and now we're seeing random shortages, and eggs are like $6 and $7 a dozen, and yeah, well, of course they're going to put us in a recession, and I mean, we kind of knew that. That's why he and I have been preparing for as much as we can for a situation like that, but there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can do to be prepared, because trying to work with the system but not be in the system is pretty much impossible.
Well, I definitely understand, and I just feel like as far as my doing Freedomizer and such, I just get discouraged because I just don't know if we have the manpower to win at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the New World Order is failing, but at the same time, we're failing.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying. So do we just throw up our hands and say, well, it was fun, we tried, or do we fight to the end?
Well, I have no choice but to fight to the end, because I'm not just giving in and being a slave, but I don't expect much.
Right. Except
that's where I'm at.
Keep your integrity. That's something. It might not.
Yeah.
We might be living in some kind of interesting situation, but at least we'll keep our integrity and fight for our sovereignty, our independence and freedom. Good. But I'm definitely not. I mean, and maybe you felt the same way as well, that I'm not expecting the government to step up for years, at least for I think our generation, we were told, oh yeah, just, you know, you put in your time and you get to that point where you can retire and you just start drawing off your Social Security. And I've always believed that by the time I got to that age, quote unquote, that I would be on my own anyway. There's just not, it's not something, I mean, as corrupt as can be anyway, but there's not something that you can rely on the government to make sure that you get what you put into the system, get back what you put into the system, or your little pittance of what you put into the system. And so I guess I've had the mindset for many, many years now that I'm kind of on my own, and I feel like maybe you've had the same experience, just preparing and wanting to be as self-sufficient as possible.
Yeah, you could say that about me.
Yeah.
Trust me, I detest going to the building to do my day job when I know what it takes to work on my own here, and I'm just not getting it done, and I don't have an answer.
Uh-huh. Right. Well,
so,
in
I
the
don't
meantime,
think it's midlife crisis.
I wouldn't think so. Midlife crisis, no. I don't know. Just being realistic. Being realistic to see what's happening around you and not rely on or not expect anything in return. Like you said, you don't really have high expectations. And I kind of agree with that. I feel like I've always had that.
Yeah, I just don't
see
some magical knight in armor saving everybody.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Totally. Yes.
I mean, at this point, if people don't want to save themselves, then how is somebody else going to save them?
For sure. Because isn't that a problem in the first place? You're always looking to someone else to save the day. That's just
yeah, the only one that's going to save the day is you have to look in the mirror and you'll find that person.
Exactly. I mean, it
I do think it's hilarious, though, with that Speaker of the House vote where that McCarthy guy lost 6 times already. And they keep nominating him like they're just making it a point that they want him to fail as much as possible. So, whatever. There's people that say they will never vote for him, and they keep trotting him out there, and those same people that say they're not voting for him will not vote for him.
Huh. Wow.
And Trump still endorses him. So, I hate to say I'm on Trump burnout, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, he does things like got this huge announcement, and then he starts talking about trading cards. I don't know where that. I have to scratch my head all the time with that. So yeah, better than Brandon, but sometimes that's just because he's different. Not because he's actually some kind of savior. He's not going to save anybody from anything.
No, it's just, you know what you have already. And when he's continuing to endorse McCarthy, who Bitch McConnell wants to also endorse, I'm just not into status quo. I'm not into continuing to lose.
Uh-huh.
The Republicans should have blown the Democrats out of the water on this last election, and they didn't, and it was mainly because they have no message. The ones at the top, McCarthy, McConnell, Ronna McDaniel, they don't care. They're just happy to keep getting their money. So they don't care if they win or lose. They're on the uniparty. And that's why people are standing up and saying, we don't want a one-party system. We want people that actually care.
Right.
I don't care how many times that they trot McCarthy out to go vote. I hope they try 100 times and they fail. At some point, they have to learn their lesson.
And I sometimes wonder how much of this is just the theater, like the bread and circuses that we hear about.
Well, I don't know. I think the bread and circus is after they figured they would have their circuses after they get their guy nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can go back to business as usual. They thought it would be a slam dunk.
Yeah, probably. Or they do also know that they're just messing with people just to keep you distracted and keep you concerned and try to draw your focus somewhere else.
I don't know. I think there's enough people in Congress right now that really want to do what they wanted to do. I think you still have people that are there just to be on the Chinese payroll. But I think there are people that want to actually do good and actually make change. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. I think that there's that 20 or so that they've been talking about. I think that they're serious.
Yeah, let's hope so. I hope there's some sort of, seriousness that they actually mean it. I have a hard time seeing integrity out of any political office or politician or, like, the few that pique my interest. But it seems like the rest tend to, in my opinion, they tend to just be looking for... Yeah, looking for attention. Just looking for attention.
Well, I think the opposite on the Republican side. I think they all just want to be, like, hidden in the background because they make all those deals with Democrats and they don't want anybody calling them out. So they just are hoping that everybody just votes how they want them to vote so that they can keep doing business as usual. Because if people find out that these people are on the payroll, then they're not going to be liked. So it's like, shh, don't say anything. That's why most people don't know their congressmen. They just want people to not speak up.
So that's that makes you distrust them. There's just such a level of distrust. Yeah, it's like, well, why aren't you speaking out then? Well, why are you hiding? Why are you just being quiet and shushing? And what are you trying to hide? Why aren't you representing me, Mr. Representative or Miss?
Well, that's how I see it.
Yeah. What I'm looking at right now is some drama that's going on in my little local community, some stuff going on in my county, and watching these council members just be ridiculous. It's like doublespeak and saying one thing and doing another, or telling all these different people different things, or just straight up lying, or just doing whatever will get them the attention that they're wanting from the specific people. And so there was some drama here in my area with a drag Mrs. Claus. So I want to say drag queen, but Mrs. Claus drag situation. And so it's this farmer's market. I've talked to you about it before, actually. And the owner, business owner of this farmer's market, welcomed a drag show person to come and do Mrs. Claus. And, of course, that got some people upset. Honestly, I mean, that's geared toward a child, right? So you go and sit on Santa's lap and Mrs. Claus is there. And... So the person who is in charge of this farmer's market is like, oh, well, that's a separate thing. We actually, just because I'm involved in both of them, it doesn't mean that it's the farmer's market. That was a separate thing, and we tucked it away back here, and you didn't have to go through it unless you wanted to. And so, of course, there are people on both sides saying, oh, this is ridiculous. We should be allowed to have drag queen, drag Mrs. Claus. Yay, let's do that. And then there's the other side saying, why are we doing this to children? What is going on with this? This does not represent our little town. And, of course, we have got these council members. Some are in favor of keeping the drag queen crap out of the children's faces, whereas others are like, oh, we should just be inclusive and allow businesses to do whatever they want. And so I'm just, you know, and so now what I'm doing, what I actually started researching myself, is how I'm going to organize my own farmer's market in my little town that's the suburb of St. George. Still in the same county, but not in St. George, on the outskirts in Washington City. So that's where my office is, Washington City, and it's pretty much, you know, just St. George, but not. So I started the process of that today, getting permits and all of that, so that come farmers market time, we'll have something that does not have to be involved with the drama with this drag queen, whatever. I don't even know what to call it. Just drama. There's just no need for it.
Amanda, pardon? Is that these businesses and companies that want the drag stuff, they always end up losing more money than what they bring in. So I'm unclear what the purpose is, except for just putting it in our faces.
Yes, and that's exactly what's happening. And the reason I think that this person decided to go that route is because she is someone who likes to put off the appearance that she's doing something great for the community. And so she went on this tangent about how she was just trying to help the community and bring people together, and just, you know, she goes through all this work to get everybody and, you know, help everybody get together for the community, when it's actually more nefarious, where she's just trying to bring unsavory elements into the community and break it down.
So I'll just say here, if the farmer's market got 1,500 customers on a Saturday,
uh-huh.
50 of those 1,500, 50 will be for it, and 1,450 of them will be against it.
Uh-huh.
It's, there are not that many people that get excited over having a drag show where the drag people are showing their privates and having kids touch junks and all that stuff. Nobody
right.
is in favor of that, except for those that are involved. So I think I'm being generous when I say 50 people are for it. But I promise you at least 1,450 of those 1,500 people say they don't want to see it. So
yeah.
What's the point then if people don't want it? Why do they have to throw it in our face?
Yeah, yeah. And I totally agree with you on that. And I would also tend to agree, because especially in my area, much more on the conservative end. But I'm saying that, yes, there's only one reason, and that is to be to infiltrate that with their nefarious purposes. So that's why, yes, push it into our faces, cause people to have to decide and make a choice in which, and step over that line. Like, you're going to draw the line in the sand. Yeah, there's going to be 50, like you said, there'll be 50 who are in favor. And those people who are in favor are loud and obnoxious and willing to throw themselves around and have total tantrums and fits over it. because they want, that's why Dixie State here in my town, the college, it was called Dixie State, and that's why now they call it Utah Tech, because a small minority of loudmouth people who are very annoyed about being super inclusive want to make changes, and so they got the money, and currently this farmers market is getting their fees waived from the city because they're such a, you know, community-based organization. So they got
okay,
their fees.
Okay, so that's why the farmers
city.
Market is accepting, because they're getting kickbacks.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
So they're getting their way. They're getting their way, and they're doing it because they're loud, and they cry, and they act like they're picked on. And the only way for St. George, Utah to look like there's some kind of a wide acceptance for everybody and everything is to start doing the drag queen thing. I don't know why that's the focus. I'm just assuming it's because it's the current thing. But they did have a drag queen, I don't know, drag, LGBTQ. They mixed it all together, even though they're separate things. They mixed it all together and had some kind of, like, event a couple of months ago in town. And now it's just like, where else can they stick this stupid agenda? That's, they're just looking for ways to put it into every little place that they can find. So as far as I know, there's no library story hour, but I'm almost certain that's coming next. And is they're going to get some sort of, like you said, kickbacks, or they're going to get some sort of attention for it, and it'll result in something like, oh, well, now we have to change the way that we do things in this little town because the 50 people are loud and obnoxious.
Well, I guess look at it this way. People like us who want certain freedom, a lot of people on our side won't stand up and be loud. But liberals will be loud, and everybody accepts it because we're afraid of being called homophobic. But even the average LGBTQ person is not interested in grooming children. The idea of LGBT is that you can love whomever you want, and nobody should be able to tell you who you should love or marry. Whereas the drag queens are heavily promoting that everybody should be gay. There are people that seriously want heterosexuality to be banned, where they want to have, like, everyone that's married, you'll have to have a divorce because your city will not accept heterosexual marriages.
Uh-huh.
And is that what we're going to do now? And we're so timid and afraid to speak up that you and I, who are both happily married, will have to lose our marriage license because we're not gay?
Right.
And somehow that's acceptable? I don't think so.
Right, I agree with you.
But the average person is too scared to stand up for themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And it's everywhere now, everywhere, including my small town here in Utah. And it's really crazy to see it happen right before your eyes. And there are those of us who are willing to put it on the line and say, hey, we don't approve, and so therefore we're not going to just sit back and let it happen. But for whatever reason in this country, or just maybe even the world, but the country for sure, that it's just become the thing to do. It's the current thing. You only way for you to be loving to all of your fellow man is to throw a drag queen parade. And it's ridiculous to watch happen. So if this business wants to continue doing that, then I hope it's true. I hope a lot of the vendors drop out. I hope that they find that it's got a it's tainted from the way that this woman handles it. And I do hope that they see that. But in the meantime, I'm going to just do my own thing. I hope that my own thing actually is more beneficial. So maybe I'll be the competition and I'd be okay with that.
I'm just still shocked how accepting everybody is of these drag queens that nobody wants.
Uh-huh.
And all these people are bringing their kids to watch this. I don't understand.
Yes. Yeah, don't either. Oh, my gosh. And
These men that are dressed up as women, they're going to show you their kumquats, and if they say touch it, then you have to touch it.
Yep.
Yeah, and people take their kids to this.
Yeah. It's disturbing.
And they're
going to
read stuff like everybody has private parts. That's the name of a book. Or how big is your stick?
Oh, my gosh.
So wow. And these are actual books. And people take their kids to have a drag queen read this to them. And then they compare the size of their junks, and then it's somehow okay because they're in drag queen.
Yeah.
I'm just not understanding.
I don't either. I don't understand. And I'm with you. What's the understanding? When couldn't you just be accepting of people and not have to make it a big production and have a parade for it? That's what really bugs me. It's like, we don't do parades for traditional marriage. We don't do parades. There's none of that. It's like,
well, I understand. I understand what the gay community did, and I'm in favor of that. They fought hard to make it accepting for everybody to be able to love and marry whomever they wish, as far as genders go. But it crosses the line when you have to groom people to live that particular lifestyle. And then you have to go after children and make children touch your special stuff. And you have 6-year-olds dancing in gay bars. And
yeah, that's
somehow that means that if you're not in favor of that, that you hate gay people. And I just don't want to see children get involved in this. And I don't want this out in the open.
Yeah, there's no need to be making it a big family event. It's just not needful.
Yeah, do you know how many times I've come up here on this radio show and I've said, hey, Amanda, guess what? I had sex with my wife. I've never had to
say that ever
because that's not something I want to talk about on a daily basis, because that I don't want everybody to think of me as the guy that talks about how he likes to diddle his wife.
Exactly. And why is it necessary? And especially with children. Like, I don't know of one child who is concerned about what the adults are doing with other adults. They just don't care. They want their toys and their video games and their friends, and they want to, you know, play in the mud, and it's not, that kind of stuff is not needful. We don't need to be teaching that to the kids. We don't need to shove it in their faces. We don't need to be teaching them that it's fun and funny to be shaking your junk around while you're in a dress. It's just dumb.
But now, on the other end, if somebody, and I've said this before with you here, Amanda, that if you wanted to, like, decriminalize nudity and make nudity more accepted without it being sexual, and you want to do the right, you want to follow the right channels and have your parades and do things within the community to show that you're normal and you're not a sex-craved junkie, then have at it. That doesn't bother me. just seeing somebody naked doesn't bother me one way or the other. But it's what you do with it that makes it from nude to lewd that I have a problem with.
And there's just no way that anybody is going to do it just to be normalized. They're doing it to be excessive and to make a scene and
to get attention. And see who will cross it.
Yeah, well, that's true. And that's what's happening right now in my little town. Exactly what's happening. And it's really crazy to watch.
Yeah, I don't have any other answers. I wish I did.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's an answer other than that's just a sign of what's going on in the world, why that has become the current thing, and why they are okay with putting children on puberty blockers and thinking that children who are 5 and 10 can make decisions about their lifelong gender, sexuality, any of that. They can't. They cannot make those decisions at that age.
Yeah, why is it so important to turn women into, or girls into boys and boys into girls? Why is it
everybody
that comes out of the womb that they just assume needs to have their gender changed immediately?
Yeah. And how they even know. I mean, I, as a child, I wanted to do all the boy things, and I used to want to be a boy because boys got to do other things that I wasn't allowed to do, just in my little childhood imagination. And I'm so glad that my parents didn't take me in for gender reassignment.
Well, just because you like to play hide the salami doesn't mean that you've become a girl all of a sudden.
Right. Right. Just doesn't make... it's disturbing. And that's, I just feel like they've lumped all of that together into one nefarious program to screw the kids up and to hijack the children's minds. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you take these kids to the parades and the performances and they're glorified and they look like they're having such a great time and they get to dress up and they get to just have this,
what about the ones that think that they're a dog and they can just, because they identify as a dog, they can walk on all fours naked and they can pee on the ground and on a tree and whatever and everybody's cool.
Yep. And they don't talk to you. They meow or they bark.
Yeah.
When they like you, they come up and purr and rub against you. Gross. Stop. You're a human. You can't. I'm not going to be a part of your psychosis.
And how are we crazy because we're not in favor of this?
Right. Looks like we're so homophobic and we just don't accept people and we don't love people, obviously. Because we don't applaud it, don't celebrate it, and we should just be so happy and accepting, not just accepting, we need to actually celebrate it. And
not just celebrate it, but make everyone else be involved in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of saying, oh, that poor person thinks they're a dog, wow, I hope they can get the help they need. But nope, we don't do that.
Yeah, now you're the crazy one for not thinking that you're a dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and what were my parents thinking when they let me just be a kid who liked to do boy things? Wow, crazy how that my parents let me do standard boy activities, and it was okay. The only thing I couldn't do... And just, I really was frustrated about it, was I couldn't stand up to pee. And that was very frustrating when you're camping. Anyway, so yeah, I wanted to do boy things. And boy, I'm so glad I could just be myself. And I feel bad for children today because as soon as they start to do anything outside of, I don't know what, I don't know where the parameters are anymore. They've messed with it so much that who knows. What a parent thinks when their child starts to talk or act or whatever outside of the normalized gender behaviors, that they think that means that they need to change the whole freaking gender. They need to cut stuff off and get puberty blockers. That blows my mind as a parent and as a former teacher. That is not okay.
Yeah, but there's one thing that makes this prosper, though.
Yeah.
And the agenda is for depopulating. So if they mess with all the kids,
yeah,
then there won't be any kids.
So true. Absolutely. Yep. And if you want to have a child, well, then you have to order one, and they'll make it for you in the lab. They'll grow it in an AI womb just for you with your cloned genetics. Did you ever watch the movie The Island?
No.
That's what I feel like we're watching happen right now. If you ever get a chance, it's a really good movie. Ewan McGregor and, I can't think of the girl's name. Anyway, it's about cloning, and it's really chilling, but I see that coming, if it's not already happening.
Yeah, I just don't know how long that we as a society will allow it to get worse and worse before we stop and we reverse course. Because eventually, either humans will be phased out, or at some point we'll figure it out and we'll fight back. And if we learned how to fight back, it would be real easy to win. The only thing is that nobody's going to stand up. So it's real easy to beat these people if only people stood up, and just getting people to be on board with our side is a lot easier said than done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it looks like you're just so intolerant of differences. Because you're not allowed to call a spade anymore. It's not allowed.
Yeah, can't we just be accepting of gay people but not in favor of grown men wearing dresses and showing their private parts to kids?
Exactly.
Now, that's the team I'm on. I'm on team do whatever you want as consenting adults, but don't touch the children team.
Yeah. And don't expect me to play along with it if that's what you are choosing to do. Don't expect me to start calling you by different pronouns and stuff. That's
right.
Dumb.
Yeah, I'm not going to believe that there's 4,812 genders.
Uh-uh.
There's either, in my world, you either have a hole or a hole puncher.
Uh-huh. And that would be normal. Yeah, there are plenty of people who think that we need to just be okay with that, and if we're not okay with it, then that makes us the ones who are the problem. So yeah,
and that's how the drag queens get in, because everybody's afraid of being called homophobic. But at the same time, though, it's one thing to be scared about being called homophobic. It's another thing to take your kids openly to this and celebrate it.
Yeah.
And that I will just never understand, because if nobody brought their kids to drag queen story time, then they wouldn't be doing drag queen story time. So
exactly.
There are people out there, there are fools, and I'll probably say 99.998% of them are liberals that bring their kids to the drag queen thing because it's cool and trendy. But nobody in their right mind should be interested in this.
Right. Right.
But it's
exactly.
Liberals, so it's okay for liberals.
Yeah. So I told you I grew up in a Native American household. I was the blonde, blue-eyed child in the midst of all these dark-haired, dark-skinned people. And I went to all the things and did all, I went to the powwows and the different events and, you know, spent plenty of time on the reservation and did all the things and ate all the foods and learned all the techniques and did all the interesting things. And we'd go to the powwows to celebrate the culture. We would go there and watch the dances and, you know, watch a dance competition type of thing and, you know, stand at the booths and buy things and listen to the drum circles and listen to them singing. And it was all part of the culture. Like, you would go there to be immersed in it and celebrate the culture. And if that's the way that they're looking at the way, if they're trying to make drag queen LGBTQ plus being all into one and make it this glorified culture, then that is what they're going to have to do with this. They're going to have to keep it to their own culture and invite people to come to their cultural things and immerse themselves in it as much as they want to, and leave the rest of us to our own devices and let us decide what we want to be involved in rather than expecting it from us.
Well, it's just one of those, when I see stuff like this, it just makes me think how much are we willing to put up with? And that's why I lose hope, because I believe at some point within the next 18 months that they will bring in that digital currency and everybody, for the most part, will accept it just like they accepted putting scams on their face and getting their gene therapies. That mm-hmm. they'll just say, okay, I'll go ahead and accept my mark because I have to feed my family.
Right. Yep.
Knowing the religious implications of said mark, they will still do it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that trade.
Yeah, I'm not either. And I'm not saying the gold standard was the best thing we've ever done either, but I'm certain that it was more of a controlled situation. It was definitely a more, you're able to actually base it on something tangible. And now with the digital currency event, they're just going to control it all, and we're going to have to get our little chips and our scan codes and become good global citizens so that we can earn enough citizen points to be allowed to live in our home.
What's even worse with this is that not just the negative interest rates you'll have to pay to use your digital currency, but there'll be an expiration date on all of your money so that you can never build wealth again.
That's one way to keep it so we're all in that same poor situation. Communism, anybody?
Right. You'll never be able to accidentally invent something and get rich ever again, because you won't be able to save up money for anything. You'll own the nothing and eat the bugs, and you'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So ingenuity is just going to be gone. Everybody's just going to be a worker bee or a robot, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like exactly what they're after. And I can't go into that willingly. That's not something I can do willingly.
No, me neither.
Should be interesting coming up soon. But I will try to stay sovereign. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask if you had anything. I think it's your turn next, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I mean, you know my focus. I did mention what I've been working on is more of a rabbit hole with water. that's where my focus has been.
Speaking of water, my water dish is empty, and I was hoping at some point I can go fill up my water dish.
Oh, yes, of course. When do you need to do that or want to?
I'd like to do it now if I could, because I'm empty.
All right. Sounds good.
So I'll be right back.
Anti-gravity. Oh. I don't know if any... What's that? Oh.
No, go ahead. All you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, anti-gravity is another thing that has fascinated me. I'd mentioned free energy coming up. Like, perhaps that is a possibility in the future. Of course, if we didn't have certain government controls over that. But I have been researching anti-gravity and what that could look like. I found a very interesting interview on, which is surprising, it's on YouTube right now. So we'll see how long it's there. It's been on since the 29th of December. So only a few days, but we'll see if it stays that way. And so this man has possibly invented a anti-gravity device. But, of course, like we see anything else, if it's an engine that runs on water or anything that could be outside of their usual oil and gas control, it won't happen. It'll be suppressed or possibly the inventor will die or go missing. So we hope that doesn't happen. But the other thing I've been reading about is this possible invention, anti-gravity, which also means free energy, and it's fascinating to me. So this man's name is Dave Rossi, and he has, let's see, Dave Rossi's Generation Z, VZ, and it's taken me a few days. I've been trying to go through this interview and listen closely, which I love to listen to interviews. I don't always sit and watch them, but I will listen to them while I'm doing other things. And this one has my attention to the point where I don't want to just go off and do things while it's playing because I know I'm going to miss something. But Dave was approached by Canadian officials inquiring about his experiment. He began corresponding with leading-edge scientists in the U.S. Working in the classified world. So this should be interesting. I hope so. Dave Rossi. Anybody's listening and they want to look that up, just look up his name. It's been really interesting. Nope. I was going to say I can pull up more stuff, but he does have a YouTube channel. Pull that up here without losing my link. There it is. Generation Z. ZED. Oh, look at that. Talking about toroidal fields. That's my other fascination. I have quite a few fascinations, but toroidal fields have had my attention for many years now. So I would like to think that is a true, not just a theory, that's actually true.
Harry, come on. I'll be right there, Amanda.
No worries. I could hear your voice.
Come on, Harry.
Emergency. Using ESP sine waves to hybridize, hybridize control mechanisms via superpositioning. So here's an interesting little tidbit of one of the interviews I was listening to today. So there was an experiment that was done by, I want to say it was some scientists that were budding scientists, and they did an experiment where they put a house plant in a room, a darkened room, high walls, they weren't getting any other light, and they put a grow light at the very top center of the room, and it was able to spin around and shine on the four different corners, so it could go center in the four different corners, and they set it up so that it would move randomly. So it had a whole binary system that would, like a certain type of number system would just choose these numbers randomly, and it would shine like in the right quadrant corner on the left, and all four corners. And so they took this houseplant and they put it in one corner. And what they noticed was that once they did that, the light chose just, it's supposed to be random, but more often that light would randomly shine on the plant rather than the other four corners, the other three corners. It would shine on the one corner with the plant, and it did that more often than any other corner or even in the center of the room. And it was almost like the plant and the light had some sort of ethereal connection. Found that fascinating. The other thing I love to research is near infrared light or light, different light waves. So frequencies and light go together hand in hand. And I wish I could remember. I don't think it was this interview specifically, but it might have been one of the water interviews. Anyway, you can look it up. It's really fascinating. Just look at the light positioning study. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm officially here. I was just adding your water drops to my water.
Very nice. I approve. I was just talking about an interesting study that I heard about. I think it was today, actually.
I heard most of it. I was just trying, my dog and my cat were standing in front of the door, so I was just trying to get them to actually come in the room so I could shut the door.
Ah.
That's all.
Very nice. They can be your companions for the show. Will they just kind of chill out and hang out with you?
I have a cat named Harry, and he has his own chair, and he comes to work with me every day.
Oh, so he knows he's up to that task.
Yeah. So he has it. Literally, he has his own chair, his own adult-sized chair, and sits next to me while I'm answering phones.
Wow. Talk about a faithful companion.
Yeah, and then Chewbacca likes to sit on the floor and watch me work.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, once you start going down...
Go ahead, and if you got something.
No, I was just closing up what I had been talking about. Once you start going down the different rabbit holes, it just starts to lead you in different directions, but... Go ahead.
No, I was going to just mention real quick that we haven't played Mr. Broccoli yet today.
Oh, awesome. Let me jump over to Facebook.
I hope you're okay with Mr. Broccoli.
Of course. Huh. All right, I'm pulling it up. It's going to be ready here in a second.
Okay.
Oh, it's ready. Wow, it loaded so fast today. Sometimes it takes a moment. But nope, it's up and going.
All right, so this one's called Aftermath of Protest, and it features the millennials. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and do it up.
Yep, let's do this.
All right, so we'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey again, players. How is your stipend for being trans going?
I got my 12-minute today. I think next month I also get 12 knit for being black. I'm getting paid, y'all.
My 1200 came in also for being trans.
We're getting rich up in this bug. You don't get anything for just being half black. You should become trans, Jimmer, and then you can start collecting these fat stacks also.
No can do, Malik. I like the ladies way too much, B. I can't fake the funk, even for money.
I heard your city is trying to ban man and woman relationships. The city council person said they want to ban heterosexual marriage. My parents 1 and 2 are not happy about being forced to get divorced or go to jail. Bleep, there's something Doc has. Those fools are just stuck in old times. Hetero people are disgusting to me.
I don't know about that, player. I personally don't care who sleeps with what gender. No one is forcing you to sleep with anyone you don't want to be. No one is better than anyone else based on the private parts you are attracted to.
That's because you're turning on the phobic chatter. Why do you hate gay people?
Are you serious? We've been friends for years. Why would I hate you all of a sudden? My parent 1 and 2 say they are moving if that bill to ban straight people from being married passes.
Tamer, you have not even been to one drag queen story time yet. That proves you are starting to hate trans people. If you cannot dress up as a drag queen and fondle the young kids, the least you can do is come watch us do it. It makes us upset that you are not supporting your lifestyle. You should have came down to the McGMO with us when we glued Mike's ball sack to the drive-thru line so no one can buy that GMO Max and Sad Meals. Bleep that McGMO. At the next one, Radic will even glue its ball sack to the ground. It is gonna be lit. Hey, it's that something duck, that tinks his ish does not stink. That girl is also against me getting pregnant. He also refused to help me scrape my scrotum off the ground when I was doing the protest at McGMO. He let me sit there. He said if I was going to protest, do not be a chicken and finish the job.
Well, did you get McGMO to close down? Did they make any concessions to you?
No, they just laughed at me and let all the monster trucks run in the drive-thru all over my head. I was breathing car exhaust for 2 weeks. Quit being a crybaby. But you did not even put a scam on my face. You just let everyone laugh at me for not wearing a scam. I got a concussion. Broccoli Man had to put smelling salts on me to make sure I was okay, but it did not help me get up.
You are the one that decided to protest and glue your junk to the pavement. If you wanted to be there forever, it is not my job to change your mind. If you wanted to live at the McGMO drive-thru and never stand up again, then you do you.
It was not cool seeing everyone laugh and point at me when I could not hold my urine anymore and it went all over the driveway. Someone even tasered the pee and I ended up getting electrocuted.
Hey yo, I sent that video over to that show Ridiculousness. They said they is finna play it.
I have to see that. That sounds pretty dope, B.
You better be acting so sus, Schmeyer.
This something Duck is not supporting any Democrats. He is not supporting Ukraine or the current thing. He is going to cause us to not be able to be forced to eat bugs or earn nothing. He won't even put a bloody scam on him's face.
That's just the weirdest thing. You think freedom is you telling us to obey you. Even though you do not pay my bills. You can eat ZE bugs and be homeless anytime you like. I choose to not eat ZE bugs and I will own things. You do you.
I don't know why you hate freedom so much. You should just support Ukraine and eat zebugs so they can eat steaks.
HIV had those that help climate change if we all eat zebugs and people in other countries eat the meat instead.
Shut up, fascist. That's why.
You bees is a total loser, Jimmer and Broccoli Man. You do not show your junk to children. You want straight people to still be married. You still eat meat. How do you think we will get our new world order with our one world government if you do not accept our policies? Quit thinking about just you. It is what we want to.
Malik is going to get me pregnant. Then all of you owe us an apology for being against us getting pregnant.
Today's book we are reading to the kids is 30 things you can do with your junk. Then we have to whip out our junks and show the kids how to do them.
Let one of them touch your junks and you will show those kids how fast you can go to jail.
What are you such a square? This is the times we live in. We can now groom kids to make sure they go trans.
We are in a race-reduced population. We will be underwater in 2 years and also it will be drier than the Sahara Desert in 2 years unless we let everyone else eat meat. If we can all eat maggots and sleep in tents at the park, then our CO2 levels will drop so that enough poor people will live. That is why we shut down all the pipelines in America and we are buying gas instead from Venezuela. is because of climate change.
Please explain how pumping the same gas in another country helps the entire planet.
Stop being racist. That's how you can stop climate change.
And homophobic and transphobic. That's how.
So you honestly think that because you are a trans and I am not, that if Venezuela pumps gas then charges us more for than if we had a pipeline and it costs less to produce and sell it here, that it is better for the environment because I am not gay? Say what?
That's the first right thing you said today.
If you want to support trans rights, then you would stand with Ukraine.
But Ukraine is arresting people for being gay.
Then we need to support them even harder. We should volunteer to do drag queen story time in the Ukraine or maybe Saudi Arabia. Then they will finally support us.
Hey everyone. We need to say no to all these failed woke policies. If we do not check their powers, then we will be giving our plant over to Lucifer to rule over us all. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He discusses all the real news you need to hear. He also has on great guests and excellent co-hosts. He is on freedomizerradio.com. Listen to him weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live so you hear Proof's show.
I do not respect anyone who does not wear scams, does not do drag queen story times, or has a mark of the beast. You are too old to know how the world really works.
Come on, Malik. Let's go groom some kids.
All right, so that's your favorite character, so hope it was all right.
I know. My favorite, yes. His voice, or her, its voice, haunts my dreams.
So that's why you're not sleeping that much.
Yes, that's why. It's all the nightmares.
So hope it was
all
right.
But it's always a good way to, oh yeah, always a good way to tell the truth with just a little bit of irony and sarcasm and little funny points. Glue in your junk to the driveway. Just probably doesn't do much for your cause, but, you know.
You don't remember when a few months ago that people were doing that all over Europe? Somebody went to a Volkswagen dealership and demanded they stop selling gas-powered cars. So they had a bunch of people that stripped their clothes off and glued themselves to the ground in front of the cars.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, my gosh. No.
That's where I got that from. And they were upset because the car dealership would not give everybody pans or something to pee in if they had to go.
Wow. I hadn't heard that. That was, like, the last few years?
The last few months, like October, November.
Few months. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was happening around the same time when everybody was throwing paint on very expensive paintings at art museums.
Oh, I did hear about that. I hadn't heard the one about blowing yourself to the floor and being upset that people wouldn't accommodate your stupidity. That was new.
Yeah, if you don't stop selling gas-powered cars, then We're gonna strip our clothes off and just glue our ball sacks to the ground.
What the crap? I have to look it up now. Gluing
gluing themselves at a car dealership. That will bring it up.
Wow, I've got to see this. I mean, I thought people were dumb, but that's climate activists glue themselves to car dealership. But same. Oh, and they turned off the lights and the heating. Wow.
Yeah, and they were mad because the car dealership, they were not very accommodating to the protesters.
Yeah, imagine that. They glued at the Porsche pavilion, or is it Porsche? Who knows? Cars. Hmm. That's, oh my gosh, yeah. Gee, I wonder why it didn't go their way. How strange. After 24 hours of remaining
police, I would do exactly what the car dealership did. Shut the light off and just let them stay there. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And that was their point. That's what they wanted. They got what they wanted. Congratulations.
Yeah. They just found a way to squat inside the Volkswagen dealership or Porsche dealership or whatever it was.
Yeah. he explained that the group has three main demands for Volkswagen. They want the company to support the introduction of speed limits on German motorways, condone bonds held by VW from Global South, whatever that is, and declare infeasibility of 1.5C degrees goal. Infeasibility. Huh. I don't even know. I can't even figure out what their freaking demands are. Wow. That's kind of hilarious to see. Well, now it makes more sense what happened. I was like, wow, that, you know, gluing yourself to the driveway. Now I see why you put that in your broccoli now.
Yeah,
I
try to usually put the truth in there.
Yes, yes. I hadn't heard it, but now I see, and it's so crazy that you wouldn't think it's real, but there it is right in front of me. Very strange indeed.
Can you imagine that you have the gumption because you want to end climate change that you're going to throw paint on a painting that's worth $2 million?
Yeah.
And you expect to not get in trouble for that, and you think that people are going to enact climate laws because you ruined a $2 million painting?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a great way to get your cause any kind of legitimacy by throwing paint on an expensive, however many years old painting. You're going to now look like you're a crazy nut job and go to jail and have to pay.
Oh, and these people don't expect to go to jail. They think that it's like, what do you mean? I'm not guilty. I did it because I want to fight climate change. It's okay that I ruined a $2 million painting.
Uh-huh.
They think like this. They're totally serious.
Yeah.
They honestly think they're not getting in trouble for this.
Wow. And, yeah, I mean, that just shows another level of psychosis in people. And
Is it psychosis or entitlement?
Entitlement, psychosis. Maybe their psychosis is fed by their entitlement. But at the same time, like, when did this become such a scary scenario for these people that they're willing to risk whatever it is, even if they think they're not going to get in trouble? But they're so absurdly freaked out over something that's not real. That is psychosis. That, to me, is like it. Being afraid of a virus, it's not something to be afraid of. So why are you freaked out? What do you think is going to happen when you throw paint or glue yourself to the floor, climate change-wise? But there's nothing to be afraid of.
But you know what I want answered, and nobody's been able to answer this for me? Now that we're buying... Where we stopped drilling oil in the United States and we don't buy gas from Canada. And so we're buying it now from Venezuela, because if we buy it from Venezuela and not drill for it in the United States, that helps climate change.
Yes, that makes so much sense, because you have to ship it back and forth. And, yeah, climate change for sure. Nobody can answer that, because it's unanswerable, because it's ridiculous.
So, yeah, I was hoping to get an answer from somebody, but that's why they say that they're buying gas from Venezuela. It's to stop climate change.
Wow. And I'm sure there are people that are like, yeah, yeah, makes sense. Let's do that. Oh, dear.
But I can't fathom how people think that that's saving the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just wish they would admit the real reason that they're trying to shut down the U.S. economy, but there's too many of us here and we need our petrol. So they cut a deal with one of the poorest countries around so that they could gain political favor somehow. I don't have a clue. But the answer they're telling us is completely fake news, and they should get a 30-day ban on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think I still have or a six-day ban from when I shared a story about Hunter Biden suing Fox News.
Oh, that's right. I was just thinking I found a funny meme I'm going to send to you on Facebook Messenger since how you're still locked up in fake book jail. So, there you go. But hey, whatever it takes, and Facebook thinks that they're that their fact checkers are some sort of legitimate source. And I've tried to follow some of it when I've been fact-checked and when I spent time in Facebook jail before, and I will go through and I will protest it. No. When you don't accept it, I'll go through the steps for that. But trying to follow the Facebook fact-checkers, whatever you want to call them, and to see where they're getting their information is so, it's hilarious sometimes. They'll word it like, so that's not true, and they'll put it in capital letters. It does not cause heart failure. The vaccine does not cause, and so you go to look at their sources, and it's some, like, thing from Australia. And they're like, oh, gee, that's, you know, somebody's blog from Australia, and we're supposed to take that as a legitimate source. Got it. That's why I'm fact-checked. Got it.
Yeah, or it's an opinion piece in the New York Slimes or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Not even an article, but just in the opinion page.
Yeah. Yeah, bingo, right there. I, you know, you think you're going to go and find something on PubMed or some kind of link to a scientific journal or something, and it's not. It's always somebody's opinion piece every time.
Yeah, or they'll link it to somebody named Squirrel320 on Reddit.
Right.
Because that's credible.
Exactly. Yep. Well, and that's what makes Facebook so much fun, is seeing how much you can do before you get thrown in there, stupid jail.
Now, I've shared a ton of stuff, and I'm surprised at some of it that I don't get yelled at, but the stuff I get yelled at for, I just don't understand that they let me put out stuff that I thought I'd be in trouble for, and just innocuous stuff. That's like last year when I got a complete 30-day ban because I shared that there was a school board meeting in Las Vegas.
Right.
And they put me down for pornography.
Right.
Because I don't know what school board meetings are having orgies at, but I would like to see that. I've been going to the wrong school board meetings if that was the case.
Yeah. Or how about when you posted something that at the time – is absolutely everybody kind of agrees that this is true, but then 6 months down the road, they've decided that's not true anymore, and then you get reprimanded for something that was 6 months ago, and you've forgotten about it. That's my other favorite. You're like, hey, wait a minute. we all knew that this was happening, but now they're deciding it didn't happen, so they go all the way back and find anything with the keywords in it so that you can get a strike against you.
Yeah, so you could have posted it on May 13th, 2013, and now in 2023 they're coming after you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no statute of limitations or anything.
Exactly. Yep. I have, knock on wood, I have the two accounts, and I'm really glad
that
I opened
the second.
Oh, you
do? I didn't know that.
Second. Yeah, so the one that you and I interact on, that's my second Facebook account, because my first one I spent a whole lot of time in jail. Like, I was getting reprimanded left and right for stupid things like, how is that pornography? I got a pornography strike for sharing a meme that I had found on Facebook that showed a person in a mask and a blindfold, and the type of mask that was being worn was something that is associated with, what is that, sexual perversion. I can't think of what it's called on the sudden. S&M? S&M.
Okay.
And it said something about, like, there's a good boy, and it had been shared all over Facebook. I shared it, same thing, making fun of people wearing masks, and I get thrown in jail for pornography. So, and it was all over the place, a bunch of other people, but there was one that I shared from a legitimate doctor, and she had put out a reel on Instagram. I record it, post it on my Facebook. I get thrown in jail, so I contested it. That's what it, the word I was looking for. I contested it, and they reinstated me. Like, well, thank you, because I got this off of Instagram, which is your version of, it's a sister company to Facebook, so it's okay to have it on Instagram, but not here on Facebook. Got it. But knock on wood, I haven't been in jail on this second account yet.
I must be the only one that's not able to get a second account going.
Really? That's weird. So what's happening when you go to make your second account?
It doesn't let me. I don't remember the exact thing it tells me, but I've been unable. And I've used different devices. I once had it where someone was able to make an account for me, and then I used it from here, but then I changed computers, and I don't remember the password on that, so I had to let it go.
That's interesting. I don't know. I had to use my first legal name is Lee. It's L-E-E, and that's, I opened my second account, but I had to add that something to determine that I'm not the exact, even though it's the same person, I just couldn't reuse the exact same name again, so I put my first initial now, but that's interesting that it won't let you. I wonder why. Maybe because you're with Barefoot is Legal, and you're a popular page owner or something?
Oh,
maybe?
I don't know. Completely fake names.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Yeah, I miss the old days when it was MySpace. MySpace was fun.
Yeah.
Facebook's kind of... Well, it's always a fun experience to see what you can get away with, like I said. I do like to take things from Instagram and put them on Facebook, because typically if they've been allowed to be on Instagram, they can be allowed to be on Facebook as well. So I'll do that often. And I know you don't use Instagram, but I actually like it as far as social media goes.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that you can't add groups and you're just showing everything with a picture.
Right. And it is. It's a picture, and it's, and you can't share links either. It, like, you can't just, in the comments, you can't put a link to, like, a YouTube channel or something. But I was going to ask you, how are things going finding people to co-host with you? Have you had any luck?
Not yet. I have people that, want to talk about it, but then they don't show up, so I don't, I'm still trying.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering. So you have a co, so you have me, and then you have one other night that you have a co-host currently, right? So two nights?
Wednesday, Thursday, and I have somebody that's scheduled to try on Monday, and then I just have to.
All right.
I have to replace Tuesday, that's all.
All right, so that's not too bad. Just looking possibly for one more. So are you feeling more hopeful then? Like you're ready to, you're going to keep going? You're going to forge forward?
I hope so.
Okay. Yeah, just, I know it's hard to keep, because it just makes it a little bit more difficult when you're trying to do something that's more of a radio show rather than just a podcast. It seems like that's what 90% of the people do, is just podcasts. And getting into the podcast arena and having listenership it's very competitive from what I understand.
Well, I like the idea of doing a live show, but I don't want to do it by myself for 3 hours and talk too foreign by myself. I after doing this 15 years, I think I've said this already, where I've said almost everything I've ever wanted to say. Now it's just a matter of trying to have fun and share evenings with somebody and make some get some calls in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I understand. Well, hopefully something can come together and you'll feel like it's worth it to continue. We might not be able to get to the younger generation, but I don't know if anything will other than TikTok. That's pretty much all they're obsessed with, it seems. So.
Yeah, my wife loves her TikTok.
Yep. A lot of people do. I can't stand it, but just because 90% of what I see is just stupid. I don't know what your wife finds that's worthwhile watching, but because I don't have a TikTok, but certainly she would find something worthwhile. She's not ridiculous, so there's got to be something on there.
Well, I don't pay attention.
Yeah. There's got to be something. But I've tried to watch. Not, I didn't put my own account together, but my son has one, and he puts things on there that are controversial, like, you know, freedom-style things, and he'll get people pretty upset. But then he'll show me that just the most ridiculous videos get all these likes and shares and views, and it's just the dumbest thing you've ever seen, and people love that when it's just extremely stupid. They'll watch the heck out of it. But I can't do it. It just, I don't have
like somebody dancing and then they say what they like to order at Wendy's.
Yeah, it really is that dumb.
So you're dancing and then you'll see baked potato.
Yeah.
Double stack.
Yeah.
And you'll just see it in letters and they'll just pop up and the guy could be smacking them or the words, and then he puts another one up, and I don't understand that.
I don't either. It's not interesting to me. Yeah, so there can be some fun, like, cat videos, cats doing funny things, but you can find all that anywhere. So just the TikTok platform is so ridiculously infiltrated with stupid stuff that I can't, in my good conscience, put my energy in there. So
Yeah, the one that I saw where the guy was talking, he was dancing and talking about what stuff he orders at Wendy's, that in 2 days that was up, that had about 14,900 hits
on
that one video. But here I am, I could make something for our nonprofit, and I get like 72 hits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But part of that, too, is that I don't use TikTok, really. I just I can upload certain things, and I can't and I could take down graffiti where people post curse words and stuff on our post. And other than that, I can't do a thing. I can't comment.
Oh.
I don't know how to do a live on there. I don't think we can because we don't have 1,000 followers yet.
I'm not trying to learn
TikTok, so whatever we have somebody doing is fine with me, as long as we have one.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I'll ever even attempt. I know I won't. There was a time when it first came out that my son showed it me and was like, oh yeah, I can just do short little videos, and he got some controversy brewing in his TikTok account because in 2020 he took some video of himself like going the wrong way at the grocery store against the arrows and stepping over the line that they put in tape when he came up to the check stand, and people are like, I hope you die. I hope you don't kill anybody. You just die. And I was like, yeah, that looks like so much fun. I'll pass.
Well, those people still say that today to us. I just cleaned some graffiti this morning from a post I made in on the Barefoot is Legal business page. And there was a bunch of people that that decided to write in overnight. That was laughing at people that won't accept the vaccinations. Oh, and one person did write in there that I don't trust anti-chippers. And I wish I was joking on that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And it makes you wonder how many of these people are real and how many are bots. Because when they come out, you like that.
Because they all came in at once.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes me wonder.
So I'm good with blocking them and banning them. I don't have a problem with that.
Good. Good. That's awesome. Good.
But, you know, the funny thing is that we get paid for our Facebook traffic, so they help sponsor us with those dumb posts.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's so true. I've actually had people come onto my post on Facebook and start trying to argue with me, and I'll finally just say, hey, thanks for boosting my post, and they'll go away. Like, uh-oh, I'm bringing some attention. Like, yeah, thanks. The more you comment. Great.
And that's the thing with sometimes we get graffiti on our page.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's funny because we might get, for a two-day stretch, we might get like 32,000 comments that are negative, so we have to have like 12 or 15 people deleting them one by one, and they could be coming in like 12 a second or 12 a minute,
that sounds
like. So we have a whole team of people just waiting to get rid of the dumb comments, and the sad thing is it's like almost the same comments over and over. It's the same five or six memes that they think are hilarious.
Huh. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I'm glad that it just drives the attention up. We'll just put it that way. And I just sent you an article, a Substack article on that recent football player, his cardiac arrest.
Yeah, I figured at some point we'd talk about that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it because my husband was watching that game when it happened, And I came in from teaching a yoga class, and he said, first thing he said, because you brought up the vaccinations, made me think of that, but he said, I just watched a player have a vaccine injury. And I was like, oh. So they didn't
As someone that participated in sports, I don't know how to answer this because I'm not one of those people that will say anything is a vaccine injury. With that being said, he's most likely currently up to date on his gene therapies. And he was on the field. And maybe he had blood clots in his body. But if he gets hit in the right spot, where a football helmet to the chest at 20 miles an hour, I'm not going to say that's a vaccine injury 100%.
Yeah, I know that's why my husband said
The vaccine could have caused more damage because it happened, but a football helmet to the chest, I just have a hard time taking a victory lap on the vaccination stance.
My husband played football too, and he was just saying that was not a hard enough hit. He just kept repeating that. He watched it. It was almost like he just grabbed him, and they both went down. So it didn't look like it was anything hard to the chest. And, you know, they have that equipment that they were, as you know, they're wearing the equipment that's supposed to protect your chest. And so that's why he was like, yeah, he got up, and then all of a sudden he just fell backwards. So that's why everybody's asking, what was his vaccine status? And apparently, according to this report, that the Bills was a 100% vaccinated team, and then someone...
Well, there was one guy that retired, and they just signed him back, Cole Beasley. He retired because he said he was not getting a gene therapy.
Good.
Awesome. So they are not 100% right now because they just signed him back.
Well, apparently they were until this happened, and
yes.
the doctor who spoke, who I don't know if he was the doctor for the team or the guy, whoever the guy's name was, I can't remember, and he said that
he completely spontaneously combusted on Twitter, and he's no longer there.
Okay. Well, yeah, apparently that's the going consensus is that, yes, he had had a vaccine booster recently, and there we are. I mean, honestly, those clots that they're showing that they say are coming from these bodies of people who have died from clots are not necessarily blood clots. They're a different type of clot. It's a different material. And so there's the blood clots that are happening, and then there are also the clots that are actually different materials. And according to what
here's another angle, though, and I don't know what side I'm on, whether I don't think I'm ever going to know if a gene therapy caused this or not. And I don't think I have to be on one side or the other, but my thought is that it might have looked like just a standard hit, but we don't know the angle of exactly of that crossbar that goes over your mouth could have hit in a certain spot, or maybe the clot, maybe that helmet hit a certain clot and caused it to just jump out of place, I don't know how to word it right, but
no, I agree that the actual hit broke it free so that it could go through. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So we don't know all this, and something tells me that somebody in the NFL might know something because they've really made this a big deal. And maybe they're trying to do damage control. I have no clue. But the thing is that these people have to learn that not giving answers and letting us try to figure it out on our own with that, without their help, and then they yell at us for going against what they say, that is why people don't trust them.
Right.
So if they were more transparent, we would understand more, and we wouldn't have to have this discussion. But because they're tight-lipped, and they just want people to shut up and get their gene therapies, yeah, I promise you that if they came out and said that the gene therapy is what caused this hit to be much worse than what it is, half the league is going to retire.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Have to walk a fine line where they don't want to tell anybody, but they have to say enough so that nobody thinks they're lying. So I don't know how they're going to do that.
They're definitely not going to admit to anything, I can promise you that, because that's
where I'm going here.
Yeah.
But
and
there's a player that will be in the Hall of Fame. His name is J.J. Watt, and he played for the Arizona Cardinals, formerly the Houston Texans. And he had some heart problems a few weeks ago, and he's out for the rest of the year. And he just retired because he said he can't come back after having myocarditis. He's afraid of the after effects.
It sounds
but
about right.
But he doesn't know what that's from, of course.
Right. Interesting. So what I'm reading here is that Damar Hamlin is suffering from anoxic encephalopathy, which is a brain, basically that his brain was deprived of oxygen. And so they don't expect him to recover fully enough to be back into the game. So it looks like he's going to be disabled. At least that's the common consensus, it looks like.
Well, he's not going to be a vegetable, is he?
That's not what they're saying, just that he's not expected to recover fully, and that just means, you know, like back up and doing what he was doing before.
Right, so he'll have to go get a day job and not play football again.
Right.
Unless he gets some kind of injury settlement and then he makes enough money so that he never has to worry about his life ever again.
Mm-hmm. So this heart surgeon, Dr. Peter McCullough, I'm sure you've heard of him. He said, I watched the play live both as a fan and as a cardiologist, and I saw blunt neck and chest trauma, a brief recovery after the tackle, than a classic cardiac arrest. I have communicated to one of the most experienced trainers in the world, and we agree that it was a cardiac arrest in the setting of a big surge of adrenaline. If Damar Hamlin indeed took one of the COVID-19 vaccines, then subclinical vaccine-induced myocarditis must be considered in the differential diagnosis. We have been told he was successfully defibrillated on the field and has been intubated and is not spontaneously breathing, which is consistent with anoxic encephalopathy. The nation prays for his complete recovery. So he's still on a breathing machine.
Yeah, they say his breathing is at 50% now.
Wow. Interesting.
So I'm just not one of those people that
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something duckers who will let us get away with it.
All right, somehow I lost audio, so we're back now.
Yeah, that's so interesting. It just went dead. I was like, ooh, I see you on
that's
here.
Okay.
But
I figured it out quick, so that's fine.
Awesome.
So Brandon is going to finally go to the border for the first time next week.
Oh, so he actually is going to show his support for the open border?
Probably. That's what I'm guessing, because
mm-hmm.
why not?
Exactly. Wow. Okay. Well,
so,
congratulations
we'll
to him. Yeah.
Congratulations to him. And he's going to, yeah, I want him to see all those people swimming across, and maybe the drug cartel will come out.
Yeah. That would be, that'd be okay.
So, allegedly, Kevin McCarthy, for the Speaker of the House, he's caved to a bunch of concessions. There's a lot of Republicans that don't like him. and don't trust him. And they want the ability that if he does not do what he's supposed to be doing, then they want the ability to remove him as speaker. Mm. And so he, I think he caved to that.
Mm. Okay, well, you should be doing what you're supposed to do. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's...
I know, it's such a strange concept, but this dude lost 6 times in votes to get the Speaker of the House.
Dang.
There's enough people that don't want him.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. I don't follow that, as you know, I probably should, but I don't follow that closely enough to know what their platform is. So do you, can you fill me in? Like, what's the platform? Why, what is it about this one that they're so hell-bent on?
Because they feel that he is very much tied to Bitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
And all the heads of the Republican Party have been chewed out because they should have creamed the Democrats in November, and they looked like little wusses.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
that,
so
I can
see
that.
The pro-freedom side of the Congress feels that all McCarthy is going to do is continue to cave in and let Democrats win, like what Bitch McConnell's doing. And so enough people have stepped in and said, no, we don't want this. We're better than this, and we're tired of caving.
Okay.
So there are people that said that if you want to vote every day for the rest of the year, I'll come in and give my no vote every single day before I vote for this clown. There are enough people that have said that.
So we'll see.
I don't know what the concessions necessarily were, but they're going to try again to get the vote tomorrow.
Got it.
And I don't trust it.
Yeah.
If I was in Congress, I would still vote no.
Mhm. Is that on? That's on InfoWars, right? What they're...
I was reading from the Gateway Pundit.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking through my
Telegram.
But
I'm sure it's everywhere. It's not hidden. I'm sure it's even on fake news.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But Trump
is out there
supporting this guy, regardless of concessions, and... like I was saying earlier, I think I'm trumped out.
Yep. Good. Good. He's showing his true colors.
Yeah. But then you have Jeb Bush showing up at... to stand right behind Ron DeSantis during his reelection speech.
Jeb Bush, really? That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Very interesting. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that for DeSantis. Is that show something DeSantis? Is he, like, friends with this guy, or I don't, that makes me a little...
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that the rhinos are trying to get to DeSantis because they realize that's the future, and they're trying to drive a wedge between Trump and DeSantis.
Oh, all right.
I don't think they like DeSantis. I think they're there just to do something ugly.
Okay.
And then they can walk away, and then they'll go support Brandon again. after they after they pit people with Trump versus DeSantis.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That's what I see. So I'm still Team DeSantis. I'm just questioning the Rhino's motives, because I could be wrong, but I just have not seen anything yet that shows that DeSantis is not the dude. But all the pro-Trump people are now starting to get to be anti-DeSantis people.
Oh, I see. Well,
like you have Trump, Trump, the just his last interview, he's still talking about how great the gene therapies are. I can't support that.
No.
How do you give an interview on Monday? It was Monday, I think. I heard it, and he's talking about how he was the one that helped these gene therapies that saved millions of people, and. He's not going to get it. We have to establish that he's not going to change. And he doesn't care how often he gets booed. It's just sad that he had one of the greatest presidencies ever in the history of the United States. But after COVIDs and him bragging about these gene therapies, that it's completely destroyed him.
I agree with that, 110%. Totally agree with that.
His first 2.5 years were probably the best presidenting that the United States has seen in a very long time, if ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it all got pissed away.
Yep.
And he's still... I know many other people that feel like me, that Trump is toxic now.
Yep, I would so agree with that. Yes.
And you know how I feel, because I've said it. If it's Trump versus Brandon, I'll obviously take Trump, but I won't vote for Trump in the primary, and that includes... that if I don't like anybody, I will just not vote in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not selecting
Bingo.
Trump anyway. I've made that decision.
Good. I'm so glad to hear you say that. Same.
Unless he wants to come out and say that he was wrong with Dr. Fraudy, I'm not touching him unless he makes that concession. But even now... it might be too late, because everybody's blaming Trump now for allowing these gene therapies to be run like they do, like they were.
Yeah, and he takes credit for
it. He's
like
out there bragging about it.
Yes, exactly. Why the heck are you bragging on that? Gosh, like he's the one who's responsible for fast tracking this life saving gene therapy that's full of toxins. Wow, that's something I wouldn't be taking. I would not want credit for that.
Yeah, especially with Pfizer and Moderna and all these other companies having lawsuits and investigations, and he's out there still bragging about how he helped them get established.
Yeah. Ugh. Yep, not a fan. And
well, you have half of America that thinks that they can thank Donald Trump for what happened to that Buffalo Bills player.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it wasn't for Trump fast-tracking and making it mandatory and allowing businesses to have that ability to mandate it, that he wouldn't have gotten this on his own, most likely.
Exactly. I agree with you on that. And anytime you're in that position of power and you're allowing things or encouraging such things, then you have to take that responsibility. And he's not. He's taking responsibility like it's a good thing. He's taking credit rather than responsibility.
So that will make my decision a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm. a lot like my attitude. You get to the point where you're like, no, I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils because this one's evil and so is the other one. So I hope that DeSantis does something. I hope he runs.
Yeah, well, he can't announce it yet. He'll probably announce it in about 12 months or now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's waiting to see how badly Trump implodes. Sadly enough, Trump is one of very few people in the world that could rehabilitate himself. And
you mean
like if Trump came out next month and said, I was conned and I feel bad for all these children and people that are dying over these gene therapies, and I want to end the ability for drug manufacturers to not be sued, and he says the right things, because of his track record, we would believe him that he would put an honest effort into making that happen, but I don't see that. I don't see him doing it, but he could. And
yeah. All
99% would be forgiven if he just made that concession and apologized and said that he wants to make vaccine manufacturers liable.
Oh man, he would earn all the points if he was sincere about that. He would definitely earn my vote.
See, that's what I'm saying. He's not the only one that could rehabilitate because of his track record on actually doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no other politician you would ever believe like that.
Yeah. That's
what I'm saying. So I think DeSantis, since he doesn't have to make any announcements and he just won his reelection, you don't want to make your people in Florida angry just yet. And if he does decide in January of next year to run, everybody would understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because his track record has been pretty good recently anyway. Of course, there hasn't been, not everything, but at least the majority of the important things that show that he's willing to do what it takes to let people have their innate freedoms and rights, retain those. That's awesome. That's what I would like to see from a politician. But even so with Trump, I mean, I remember him saying things about, well, at least one thing about vaccines, too many, too soon. There's something about that and autism. And he sounded critical of vaccines at one time. And then all of a sudden,
he got a million-dollar donation from Pfizer, and everything changed.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, even he could be saying, "Sure, let's see what's going on. We better investigate it and makes it sound like there's going to be something that happens." But then he gets another million-dollar donation from maybe Moderna this time, and oh my gosh, I just don't even know. I don't even know if I trust him.
Yeah, I get it. Personally, I would like to see DeSantis with Rand Paul as the as the vice president. I would like to see that.
Mm. Not yes. You're speaking my language now. Yes.
I like Carrie Lake, but I think she has to focus on getting that governor job first because the original judge threw out her case. She didn't feel like hearing it.
Right.
Even though everything was proven and they had all the auditors in there and they said that Carrie Lake has a legitimate case and then they just threw it out.
Right. And that
so
shows
it got
appealed
and the judge is willing to listen to the entire case. So they've agreed to accept the case and not just throw it out.
Oh, good. That's a good sign.
And then, what was that, the Attorney General, Abe Hamada? He originally lost by 600-something votes, and they did a recount, and they found about 400-something votes, and he allegedly lost by, like, 200. But then I just read something where there were several thousand votes in Maricopa County that are still in boxes that have never been counted.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is, it's so corrupt. It's so corrupt. You just can't, you can't trust anything, obviously.
Yeah, so if you have a box of many thousands of votes and you lost by 210, it's reasonable to think that if those votes were counted, that he would win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to show you the article here in just a second.
Awesome.
But go ahead if you have something.
Oh, let's see. What was I just... Yeah, well, you look at that. I'm going to find the article I was reading a bit ago, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sent you the article.
Okay, awesome. Oh, do you know who Catherine Austin Fitz is, right? You're familiar with her work.
Yeah, she's a doctor, if I remember right.
Oh, she's actually a researcher and a...
That's right, with the election. Yes, I know who she is. I've tried to get her on the show before.
Oh, man, that would be an amazing. Oh, I'd love that interview if we could ever get her. So I've been following her work pretty closely, and she's pretty solid. But I'll pull this article up now that you sent it to me.
Okay.
Wow. 4,849 uncounted provisional ballots remain. My goodness. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, and if they did a recount and he only lost by a couple hundred votes, then that would be reasonable to think that he very well could win.
On election day in Maricopa County, over 50% of tabulators and printers failed the moment that polls opened. Wow, what a coincidence. Causing voters to be turned away from the polls and creating long wait times of 4 or more hours. What a coincidence. What a surprise. Well, this should be interesting to see what happens with that. Like there's still, All right, yeah, I'm just skimming this article.
Well, and that's if the judge, of course, will look at that case, because Carrie Lakes is different than the Abe Hamada issue.
Right. Just, yeah, because that thing was just corrupt. It's stunk of corruption, everything that happened in Arizona. Carrie Lake filed an appeal to the trial court's decision on the morning of January 24th was reserved for a conference and oral argument. You get most of your good information from this website, right?
The Gateway Pundit, I read that a lot.
Okay. It's hard to know what to trust, but I know that you obviously trust them, so you should probably go here more often. Because you definitely don't hear these things outside of certain websites that you have to, of course, I don't watch the news or anything, but getting information, little tidbits here and there, and it's usually from, you know, Alex Jones, InfoWars.
Yeah, even though I understand people don't like his yelling and all that, but the stuff that Alex puts out there, for the most part, is legit. It's just that people want to listen to him.
Right. I agree. I go to his, I go on his Telegram page and find the most interesting parts and try to grab those out, but I hadn't seen this whole thing on his page. I guess you call him pages on Telegram. I don't even know what to call it, to be honest. Account? Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I follow him and a few others that are considered more like alternative news, if you want to call it that. There's one called The Underground that I visit a lot. And Robin Openshaw, if you've ever heard her name. And let's see, who else? Those are the ones I go to mostly for what's happening, current happenings especially in politics. It's how politicians and politics mostly make me very irritated. I have to do that in small portions because it makes me annoyed. And I just get annoyed mainly because I don't trust 90% of what's coming from them. We'll see how that works out here. So it's the Solari report that Catherine Austin Fitz does, and I go to her page quite a bit on Telegram, and she recently put out, in fact, I think this was today, yes, it was today, an article about how the financial system controls us, and so I'm watching what she says quite a bit for how we are being pushed into the digital currency. So when you brought that up at the beginning of the show, it definitely... Pardon?
No, go ahead, please.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. So when you had brought that up, it made sense because she talks about this quite a bit too, like having days, just even having one day a week where you just use nothing but cash. So she calls them cash-only Fridays. So Fridays, people who follow her work will use cash whenever, just for everything that they do. And that's just to keep it so that it's not everyone having to rely on digital currency. And so I follow her page here on Telegram, as I'm looking at Telegram, and the things that she pulls out to report on are very much along the lines of what you've talked about today. So it's good to hear. So high-vax regions show a 15% higher mortality rate in 2022 than in 2021. So this is an article she posted today from Vigilant Fox Substack. Did you ever go to Substack and read the different articles there at all?
No, I looked at Substack.com and I signed up, and then I didn't know what I was doing because it's different.
Yes, it is different. And I really liked it. And that's why I was going to ask you, because if that's something you wanted to start writing for, it seems to be the way that a lot of the people in the freedom community are. It's like a type of blog, I guess you'd say. So that's probably why it looked weird, because it's almost like you go to people's pages and read their blogs. But it's also really inclusive for extra information and links, and so far, no censorship. And so I just go to Substack and follow people's accounts there and pull up their different articles to see what's going on. And they've been very active there, which is really great. You can go to Substack and just see brand new stuff almost every day from everybody I follow, almost everyone. So I recommend that for you because you're already very connected and educated, and you stay in touch with all the things. If you can figure it out, I think it would be a good place for you to go and write.
Yeah, sometimes I get in writing moods and sometimes I don't. I love doing my cartoons and then just having to do articles. If it was 2021 and I didn't have my day job, I guess I'd look at that more. But right now, I don't have the wherewithal to start writing articles on a regular basis.
That makes sense. Yeah, you can link your videos to Substack as well. You can put videos on there. But it is like writing up an article. Yeah. But it's a place you might find people of a like mind. Are you necessarily going to reach the younger generation at Substack? Doubtful, but...
So can you write to the authors on there? Is there a way to email them?
Say that again. To what?
Can you email the authors? And like if I wanted to invite one of them on the show, is that possible?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me look at this one here. You can comment on it and share, like, donate. Oh, you know, I'm not really sure about that. I'll research that a little bit and let you know. Maybe it depends on whose page you're on.
Right, because I'm just one of those people that if I can't write to them and invite them on the show, I don't know if I want to stay and read people's writings.
Oh, got it.
I want it to be somewhat useful.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's okay, so when you go to Substack page, it really just says basically a place for writing. So do your best work, supported by your subscribers. So you're looking for your subscribers, and I'm not really seeing a place where you can just reach out to specific people. But maybe there is. I'll keep looking around.
All right. If you were on Joe Smith's Substack, there should be a way to contact the author.
There could be on some of these. Maybe I'm following ones that don't allow that. You can also have your, subscription. So people would subscribe to your work and pay for that. So they pay you to be, for example, looking at this one here. This one charges $15 a month. This other one charges $5 a month.
Okay.
The subscribers. And so I wonder if you're a paid subscriber, you could contact them. I don't have any paid subscriptions here. That's a good question.
Okay.
But it would be nice to get in touch with these people and actually interview them. Now I'm lost and trying to... I got into the sitemap and it's confusing. Yikes, I'm going to close that. All right, well.
Okay.
Super helpful. Yeah. I don't know. I guess because Facebook is so convenient for certain things, but at the same time, they're so restrictive. So it's convenient. You can get in contact with a lot of people. Your stuff can come up on people's pages randomly, and they can see it. If you're not shadow banned.
And the thing with Twitter, you could always at whoever it is, and then it's just luck of the draw if somebody writes back to you.
Right.
Where I've had discussions with a few celebrities before just by putting the at and putting my honest thoughts out there. And as long as you're not yelling at people and you're sincere, sometimes they read it and they comment.
There
was once something with the conservatorship of Britney Spears that I wrote, and unprovoked, Perez Hilton, of all people, wrote back to me and said good comment or something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, to get those types to respond is very unusual, I'm sure.
Yeah.
can't say that I've ever had that.
Well, most of them are just regular people, and they don't mind commenting if they feel that you're honest and you're not looking for anything except you're offering your honest opinion, and they're people that they'll respond if you have something good out there to say.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to respond if you're just calling people names and yelling and cursing. No, nobody's into that, but I've had some success.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
With that being said, it's been a long time since I've posted something on our Freedomizer Radio's Twitter.
Oh. Well, you're fairly active as far as Facebook goes. Well, I guess with Barefoot is Legal, maybe not so much with Freedomizer, right?
Yeah, you could say that. Because I'm making money for Barefoot is Legal on Facebook, so I feel obligated to spend about 60% of my time trying to look for money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I figure it's a legit nonprofit, and we have an audience on there, and we're getting paid, so I have no reason not to.
Yeah.
I like when other groups that try to do what I'm doing, they put out there that, yeah, his group, Proof's group, is only successful because they advertise and they try to go after money. Well, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because I spent all the time, effort, and money and resources to form a 501c3. So if you're not willing to put yourself out there like that, then you can't be an advocacy group and be hidden.
Right. You're right about that.
Yeah, if somebody says, this is what I like, and I don't care what the topic is, and you run a nonprofit, like if you're in... You run a California dog rescue mission, and you say, man, I really love Rottweilers, and I'd love to have another one. And you have 17 Rottweilers in one of your kennels. Why would you not say, I have 17 Rottweilers available, and do you want to come down and pick out the one that you like most?
Mm-hmm.
You're a fool if you don't capitalize on what people are interested in.
Yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely.
And that's why I'm successful on that in that regard. So if people say that the only reason why we're successful is because I'm trying to get new members, well, yeah, they're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put my time, effort, and money into something that's not getting eyeballs. I want to be successful. I could be just like everybody else and just not do a thing and just hope that somebody finds us, but that won't be successful.
Right.
And I don't care how many people slam me. I just think with Barefoot is Legal, we are very close to all time since middle of 2015. We've had almost 500 million hits on our business page.
That's impressive.
That's half a billion on something that's a very strange niche market for some people.
Yeah, agreed.
There are 99% of all business pages out there that wish they had our traffic.
Yep.
And that explains why we're getting paid also. So if someone wants to mock me for it, go ahead. But what are you doing for the community?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's surprising to me that somebody would knock you for that. They obviously don't understand how that works.
So there's a lot of people that think, well, you run a nonprofit, why do you need money?
Oh, goodness. They don't understand nonprofits then.
Yeah, just because you run a nonprofit doesn't mean that Delta is going to let you fly everywhere for free.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that if there's a health fair out there that I'm not going to have to pay for it.
Yep.
I might get breaks and discounts because of running a nonprofit, but I'm not getting things for free.
No, I understand that.
So, yeah, I'm just not one of those people that's afraid of getting my voice out there. And I have no problem trying and failing, because I'd rather try and fail than to have nothing and not try because I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if somebody talks crap to me. People
obviously
have talked crap to me my whole life. What's one more?
Yeah. Maybe it just fuels the fire when people talk crap to you. You'd be like, oh, yeah? Well, watch me now.
Yeah. Well, I have a track record, so I could walk away right now and I'm successful. Not that I will, but like I said, there's 99% of businesses that wish they could say in 7 years they had 500 million in traffic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And something that is an educational platform as well. So it's hard to blend those two, you know, have something where it's like you're selling products or you have a product line, or, you know, yours is more about education and protecting, educating on protecting freedoms. So it's a service in its own special way.
Yeah, I don't have a product line. If somebody wants to buy t-shirts, that's about it. But you don't hear me really promoting that.
Yeah. That's so true.
But that's the thing. I'm not a hey, look at me guy. I've never been that way. Even on our freedomizerradio.com page, and by the way, I don't know if you know or not, but there's a chat room now.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You mentioned it last week.
So if you go to Listen Live, there's a chat room, and I just remembered right now because I haven't been on air since Thursday, and I forgot.
Yeah.
So I have to make it a point to keep remembering to go to the chat room and keep promoting that.
Awesome. Yep, I remember you mentioned it last week when we, on our Wednesday show.
Yeah, so I'm not shy, but I just don't think that, even though it's my network on Freedomizer Radio, that the only place you're going to see my picture is on my personal bio page, just like everybody else as far as the show host goes.
Mm-hmm. And you'll do lives on occasion, correct?
I would love to do another live. I've been really wanting to do them, but I still got 5 or 6 more days.
Right. For whatever reason, even though I follow it, I follow your page, I follow you and Barefoot is Legal, and I hardly ever get notifications. I find it after the fact. It's like that with almost all the people I follow who do live.
Oh, that's fine. I don't beg people to come look, although I want the eyeballs, but I'm not going to beg for it.
No, I understand. And you'll even put on there, hey, I'm going live in this many minutes, and I don't see those either. And if I do, it's like, well, here's, for example, this is what's been happening to me for the last whatever, and I don't know if it's because my page is shadow banned or it's just fake book and their algorithm, but I'll put a post on my page and people will comment, but I don't get the notification for that comment until like hours later. And I've already seen the comment randomly, like I was responding to somebody else and I see their comment, and I'll get a notification hours later as though it's brand new, but it's been there for a while. I don't know if it's me, if it's their algorithms, I don't know. But
Yeah, something I don't like to do in the groups is you can have a group and you can, if you're a manager member of the group, you can do at everyone.
Oh, yes, I have seen those. Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, it'll say it's mentioned me, and then I'll go and I'll be like, huh? And it just says everyone. So, yep.
Yeah, I
that
try
might
not
be a
to
good
do
option.
That.
Yeah, it might be a good option, though, to bypass whatever it is that Fakebook is doing to make it so you're shadow banned.
Well, there's one way against the shadow banning, and that is mm-hmm. that if you feel you're shadow banned, you have to create your own algorithm from scratch, which works.
Oh.
You do that by messaging random people and just starting conversations in the IM box.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because if you're talking to somebody in a private message, Spybook thinks that, oh, well, those two like to talk to each other, so let's show each other some, let's show each of them what the other person's doing. So just get in the habit, if you haven't talked to somebody in a year on a private message, just say hello and I was thinking about you and what have you been doing? And honestly, if you can't say hello to your people that are on your Facebook friends, why even have them? So
right.
I get in the habit of doing that. Once a month, I'll sit down and I'll just pick out random people who I haven't talked to in a year or a year and a half or something, and I'll just say hello and see if they write back.
Well, that's good to know, because there are times when I'll see that kind of stuff and think that that person has been hacked, honestly, because it's like, why are you saying hello to me so randomly out of nowhere? And I'll message him back. I'm like, yeah, so I'll ask them something personal, and if they don't respond, then I'm like, okay, then you're obviously been hacked.
Well,
so
the way I put it would be like, hi, Janine, I see we haven't talked since December 7th, 2019. I figured I'd break the ice and say hello. What have you been up to? So
okay,
if you make it sound personal, then you're fine. And everybody
yeah,
would accept
all right. Yeah, because I got a message randomly from someone on Fakebook not too long ago, actually, in Messenger, out of nowhere, hey, how are you? And so I'm like, And I respond with, I'm doing well. How's that move going? And then no response. So I'm like, oh, obviously this person's been hacked, because normally they don't just come out of nowhere and say hey to me, but then not respond to how
yeah.
the move is going. Yeah, nice try.
Yeah, so that's how you do it, as long as you make it sound personal, because a hacker is not going to say, hey, I noticed we haven't talked since October 14th of 2020.
Right.
What have you been doing the last 2 years? So you have to make it sound
right.
personal. And when they do,
exactly.
then it works.
Uh-huh.
So we just
good
got the
know.
90-second buzzer.
All right. We made
so
it.
So we did
it
again. So any famous last words?
Oh, man, I am not famous. But last words are plenty. What's your power word for this year?
I don't know if we have such a thing.
I know. Everybody keeps talking about that on Facebook. I'm like, I have nothing. Just, stay free.
Well, you know my closing to all my shows by now.
I sure do.
Thank you so much for being here, Amanda. Thank you so much to the audience, because without you, we wouldn't really have much of a show. But I will be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show on here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Boots.